Liam Sheedy, I'm sure when you came back to Tipperary, you expected this all along, that you'd be in the final.
No, listen, there was a few bumps in the road along the way, so just delighted to be back in All Ireland final. You know, the lads have worked really hard. I suppose we got together the mid-November 2018, so it's been a nice journey right through to the middle of August, but just really enjoyed my time with them. They're a great bunch. They've worked really, really hard, and, you know, they've been challenged week in, week out, night in, night out, and thankfully to date, as I said, we had a few bumps in the road, but just honestly delighted to be back in All Ireland final.
You yourself obviously have been challenged from a managerial point of view. What's been the most, I suppose, bumpiest or most difficult part of this journey so far, Liam Sheedy 2.0?
Look, I think when you lose, we took a decent beating in the Munster final. You know, we didn't really perform to anything like our level in the second half. That was hugely, hugely disappointing. When Limerick were coming at us in waves, we didn't really have the answer. So I suppose to get ourselves back into an Ireland semi-final and I suppose kick it on to 20 minutes to go in that match, and, you know, where we suppose the serious question was asked of this group again, and thankfully this time, you know, did they come up with the answers in, you know, tough enough circumstances. So I think to have gotten over the line, you know, it was really pleasing in that regard. Not so much for me, but for the team and for the way the boys, because, you know, the leadership didn't come from outside the white lines, the leadership came from inside the white lines, and the way they reacted when the need was greatest was hugely pleasing from my perspective.
What was the difference, say, between that Limerick game, which I'm sure you don't want to think too much about, but you had to learn from it, and then the Wexford game? Because like you said, this time the bounce back ability was there. Did that come from learning from Limerick, or was it just as simple as new game, new day?
Yeah, I think when you lose, you know, you learn. You know, I sometimes say, do you really lose in life or do you learn? And we probably learned a lot about ourselves, and, you know, there's things that we weren't happy with, and we got to talk through those. And obviously at that stage then the cushion is removed, because there's no soft landing anymore. You know, you're into knockout hurling, and that does change your mindset as well, knowing that, like, you know, if you lose once more, this championship is over for you. So I suppose there was a lot of things playing to our favour, and we probably got a chance to freshen up. You know, we 300 really tough minutes in the round robin where we lost no game, and I suppose that did take its toll, and we probably weren't at our freshest on that day in the Munster final. So we got a chance to recharge the batteries, and we felt we really timed it well coming into the semi-final, having gotten over, you know, a tricky assignment with Leash. So, you know, we came with all guns blazing. You know, first half we were disappointed because we were overran in some sectors, and, you know, they could have caused us a lot of problems, but thankfully we got a chance to regroup, and as I said, the way we finished that game was hugely pleasing.
What is different? Obviously you've been hurling manager before, and then you took a very high profile punditry gig, so you have been looking at hurling from lots of different angles, probably more comprehensively than most people, aside maybe from Davy Fitzgerald, who knows everything about everything when it comes to hurling. What has changed, do you think, in hurling since, say, 2010 compared to now? Is there a change?
Look, I think, you know, there's a lot of teams now playing different types of systems, so you could end up playing three different teams and three different Sundays, and each time you've got to adapt your system or your structure based on the opposition that you're playing. So everybody has their own style, and I suppose everyone's trying to play to their strengths, but ultimately you need to have that adaptability. And, you know, there's an awful lot that goes on outside the white lines now that is, I suppose, supporting your overall performance, and, you know, we feel we're at the cutting edge of that as well. So, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, whoever has the ball the most and whoever scores the most generally wins the matches. So even though there's an awful lot changed, there is an awful lot of constants as well, and as I said, from us, you know, we've adapted to each opposition. We, you know, all we focus on really is ourselves and what we can bring to the table. And as I said, at times this year we've brought some really, really strong performances, and, you know, we find ourselves now back in on Ireland final day, which, look, is exactly where we want to be. These are the best 3 weeks of your life building up to an Ireland final.
Has Tipperary hurling itself, do you think, evolved over the last few years? Like, we've seen some counties have, we see very different styles. Has Tipperary evolved, or has it kind of stuck to its traditional free-flowing roots?
Look, Tipperary are fully adaptable. You know, I think we've got some really good players. You know, we've got guys that are involved in me right now. You see the under-20s and, you know, the charges that Liam Cahill is bringing through under his leadership in the under-20 setup. You know, back-to-back winning All Ireland last year, now into All Ireland again this year. So momentum is good at the moment at Tipperary, and we always pride ourselves on our ability to play a good standard of hurling. As I said, last year didn't work out for us. It was a tough year. You know, playing 4 weeks in a row is not easy and is probably impossible. It's what we've learnt over the time. So, you know, I thought the championship was much more better structured for us this year because we got breaks within our matches, and thankfully that stood to us. And as I said, just thrilled to be back in with this group of players, because they've given so much to me and for their clubs and for their county over the last number of weeks and months. But I suppose all we've earned at the moment is a licence to play in the All-Ireland final day.
That's a licence lots of teams would want. Now, speaking of licences, I just got an email in just before you sat down. I've just seen that James Owens has been appointed to be the match day referee. When we talk about structures, and you just mentioned about hurling and how it's been tweaked and you think it's better, and I don't want to make this personal because I think no referee goes out for having a bad day at all. What would you suggest, or have you any thoughts about what would make life, I don't want to say easier, but perhaps make it a bit more simple for them to officiate to the best standard that I'm sure they want to do?
Ah, look, it's a tough job. You know, the man in the middle has probably the toughest job of all. But, you know, I've no doubt James Owens will facilitate a really, really good final because, there's two teams coming in that will be hell-bent on playing hurling and playing it to a really high standard. So I think he'll facilitate a really good game. And, look, you know, it's never an easy job. But, you know, like, I don't think two referees is the answer because ultimately you might have a different style of referee in one end of the field versus the other. So, look, I think it's something that needs to be ongoing looked at because, you know, ultimately you want to ensure in any sport that the best team always wins and the referee has a role to play in terms of facilitating that. So, but like, our game of hurling moves at breakneck pace, you know, and how to keep up with it is beyond me. But look, as I said, you know, there's loads of technology, there's loads of things coming down the tracks. Who knows how it can change or evolve? But ultimately, I think they deserve great credit because I think as a volunteer, they have the hardest job of all, and is the referees.
So, do you feel perhaps that technology might be the way to go? Again, like you said, albeit with that caveat that it's hurling and it goes at such pace. I myself can see you wouldn't want VAR to be interfering so far anyway.
No, but at the same time, you know, I suppose like we do have to wait 20 or 30 seconds for whether a ball has gone over the bar or not. You know, if there's a contentious decision, is it worth having, you know, two qualified referees upstairs having a look to say, yes, you got it right or no, you didn't. You know, there's a lot of stoppages in play. The ball is only in play for 22, 23 minutes of a 35, 40 minute half. So, look, I think everything should be on the table. Ultimately, it's all about facilitating. You know, the players put in a massive, massive effort. So you just want to make sure that the result is the right result in all instances, and that, you know, it hasn't hinged on an incorrect decision. And I suppose that's where we've seen with Hawkeye, you know, you now know, well, look at, you know, the ball is either over the bar, and if it's not over the bar, you won't get the score. So I think let's see what the future brings, but there might be opportunities to do some further tweaking online. But ultimately, that's not going to impact in 2019. It's James Owens is the man, and I can tell you that I think it's in safe hands. I think he's a very, very good referee, and I'm sure he's looking forward to refereeing what will be an epic contest.
Finally, I know you want to run away, so one more question. On the day itself, the run up to the throw in, what are you going to be doing that day?
No, we have a routine. You know, thankfully, I've been through this routine before. You know, these are the best 3 weeks of your life. You know, you love building up to the All Ireland final, and you just want to know that you get yourself to half three, knowing that you've done everything, you've ticked every box in terms of preparation, and I'm absolutely certain we will do that. And then you got to let your team at it and let them go out and perform. And come half five, you'll either be at the right side of it or the wrong side of it. But I won't be looking back saying, if I had to do this or if I had to do that. We'll do everything we possibly can. We'll have no regrets. And as I said, we know that if we play to our level and if we bring a really, really strong performance over 70 plus minutes, then we have a chance. And if we don't, we'll come up short. But for right now, we're just thrilled to be in there, and I'm thrilled for this group of players because they really have put in a massive effort for me, and I'm hugely proud of the way they've gone about their business in 2019.